Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to focus on one of the most great and fundamental rights that Americans possess, which is the right to vote. There is a claim by Democrats and people on the left in general that the right to vote, which is so precious and for which it's true Americans have died, have made sacrifices, have committed themselves, that the right to vote is under attack. Is it really? I will tell you one way where it is truly under attack is in the city of New York, where, thank goodness, there are Republicans who are challenging this in court. The city of New York has determined that 800,000 non-citizens, no, they're not illegal immigrants, they're people who have immigrated here legally but haven't bothered yet or been able to win naturalized citizenship. They are giving them the right to vote in local elections. It's an outrage. And this should not be a tough issue for anybody. Because getting your citizenship here is a ritual my mom went through. My grandparents, all four of them went through. Why is it important to become a citizen if you can go out and vote in your local elections when you don't bother? What an outrage that is. That is also an assault on the right to vote. Why? Because it means that those people who have become American citizens or were born American citizens because they were born here, that their right to vote, their influence is diluted by 800,000 non-citizen voters. This is a huge issue. It's a phenomenally defining issue, potentially, for the new mayor of New York, Eric Adams. We will get to that. We'll also get to Juan Williams, who for so many years was a commentator on Fox News. He is no longer. He has a piece that is extremely emotional that says that American democracy will die unless voting rights are protected. The President of the United States is going down to Georgia today. We may try to go to his speech live. He, right now, even as we're speaking, is laying a wreath on the tomb of Martin Luther King and trying to identify Dr. King and his struggle for basic fairness, justice, civil rights, for Americanism, to equate that with this highly political battle by Democrats to force an end to the Senate filibuster in order for them to pass federalization of voting rights bills. And by the way, bills that may not pass constitutional muster with the Supreme Court, but making this whole thing right after we had the biggest turnout election in 120 years, actually 110 years, let's be fair. But we had the biggest turnout election since 1908. Come on! What is this problem about voting rights that people are so deeply concerned about? We'll also be speaking about something we should be concerned about, which is American men giving up on college. Is that good news for American men? Is it good news for the university industrial complex? We'll be speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Doug Belkin on his provocative and disturbing piece about that. And we will also be speaking about, briefly at least, this remarkable news about transplanting a genetically modified pig's heart into a human being. After 3 days, he appears to be doing well. If this actually works, if it is medically viable, and if it is approved, there are 100,000 people who are waiting for this kind of organ transplant. And it could change medical science. It could change the regulation of medical science. We will get to that. It's a a phenomenal issue that has so many ramifications to it. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. There's a new poll, a Pew poll, that took place right after the 2020 election. And it's interesting. It turns out that 94% of all voters in the 2020 election said voting in that election was either very easy, 77% said that, or somewhat easy, 17%. How many people said that voting was very or somewhat difficult? 6%. I'm sorry, if you are one of those 6%, you found it difficult to cast your vote, you can give me a call, 1-800-955-1776. This is amazing, and right now, people in the Senate of the United States, like one of the leaders of the Senate, John Cornyn of Texas, this morning noted this data of 94% saying voting was easy or very easy, noted this data in expressing his opposition to the Democrat efforts to federalize and sweepingly change election law all across the country. Schumer and progressives say the numbers about how easy it was last time are irrelevant because things have changed since 2020 with Republican legislatures passing their own voting measures on the state level. And thus their Democratic voting measures for a federalization of everything overriding these Republican changes that must go forward. Otherwise, we are taking away the right to vote. Now, part of what all of this is about has to do with the filibuster. And when people hear filibuster, they think of somebody standing up and speaking forever. I remember Ted Cruz did a filibuster in which he read a lot of Dr. Seuss. But that's not it. That's no longer what we're talking about. I believe the Senate has already changed the filibuster rule. There are some cases where you are required to actually stand up and speak for time and time and time. But basically, the way the filibuster has been working for a long time in the U.S. Senate has been... if you want to go forward, you just need to find those 60 votes. And you don't actually need somebody to distract from moving forward. If it's just you want to move the thing forward, you need 60 votes. And it's part of the idea of things are supposed to be, according to constitutional design, and the way everybody's written about the Senate and talked about the Senate, it's supposed to be more difficult to get things through the Senate than through the House. And it's one of the reasons that Senate terms are longer. You have a 6-year term instead of a 2-year term. And Mitch McConnell was pretty serious and pretty tough when it comes to saying that if Democrats alter the filibuster rules, he promises to make the Senate more inconvenient. What does that mean? Here's what Senator McConnell had to say. It's clip 8.
If my colleague tries to break the Senate to silence those millions of Americans, we will make their voices heard in this chamber in ways that are more inconvenient for the majority and this White House than what anybody has seen in living memory. Last year, the Senate passed major bipartisan legislation on infrastructure, on hate crimes, on government funding, on competing with China. Last year, senators helped speed through non-controversial nominations. So what would a post-nuclear Senate look like? I assure you, it would not be more efficient
or more
productive. I personally guarantee it.
And that guarantee should be taken seriously. So what does Biden say in his speech today, big speech in Georgia, that Stacey Abrams isn't attending? What does that mean? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the big issue of vote reform. And so much of this involves technicalities, details, process, really. Because right now, the issue behind the voting reform struggle has to do with the filibuster and whether it should become possible for the President of the United States. He is pushing for making an exception to voting rights legislation with the idea that when you're talking about voting rights legislation, you wouldn't need the 60 votes to go forward, you would just need the 50 votes that they currently control in the U.S. Senate. But the difficulty is that right now in the U.S. Senate, even when it comes to 50 votes, it's not at all clear that Joe Manchin, and maybe not Kristen Sinema, though she is more likely to support the voting rights legislation the Democrats are pushing. The entire idea of basically restructuring the whole way the Senate does business in order to put these votes forward, is it really an issue of protecting the rights of people of color from Republicans who want to take them away? Well, Maxine Waters thinks so. She has a this to say about what is at stake. She, of course, the Democratic Congresswoman from California, chairman of the Banking Committee, she says this, clip 16.
I think that the Republicans are certainly led by people who do not want us to participate in this democracy. They do not want us to have voting rights because it gives us influence. It gives us power. It puts us at the table so that we can be advocates for the least of these. This is not something that they have any real issues about relative to how the system is working, whether it's this, that, or the other. This is about racism. This is about exclusion. This is about not wanting us to be able to participate in the policies that govern this country.
Okay, so in other words, you're saying that if you vote against a federal takeover of election regulation, if you are voting for the federal government mandating more vote by mail, mandating no voter ID, which, by the way, is not a close call when people are asked about this. Overwhelming majorities of Democrats favor voter ID. All those people who last time said it was easy to vote, they favor voter ID overwhelmingly. So what is the idea about, and once upon a time they claimed, and they stopped making this claim because it's provably wrong, they stopped making, starting to make claims that so there's so many black people in America who don't have driver's licenses, who have no form of identification, that this is disfranchising them. And it's ridiculous. It is appalling. If you have no form of identification, then you've got a lot bigger problems in terms of equality, in terms of basically just how you live in this society. You have a lot bigger problems than voting, for goodness sake. You have problems with getting on an airplane, or basically going to the bank, cashing a check. I mean, the idea that there are disproportionate numbers of black people, who in particular, who don't have ID and would not be allowed to vote in this situation, it's ridiculous. It's like the idea of basically it's a racist ploy to try to reduce the hours of early voting on Sundays because there's a Democratic program called Souls to the Polls where they're trying to get black churchgoers. By the way, they're not so sure about that anymore because it turns out that a lot of black churchgoers are not so reflexively and automatically Democratic. Lindsey Graham spoke on the Senate floor and spoke about this issue and the way that Democrats are trying to use it. And Senator Graham of South Carolina sounded like this. This is clip 14.
As to voting rights itself, I think this is the most hyped, manufactured issue in a long time. This is a problem in search of a... It's not a problem in search of a solution. It's a manufactured problem. States under our Constitution are supposed to run elections. In my state, I think we do a pretty good job. There are some efforts to change election laws throughout the country. As more and more people vote by mail, I think it's incumbent that you have the same voter identification requirements by voting by mail as you do in person. It'd be so easy to manipulate that system. The bottom line here is this is an effort by the Democratic leader to basically say that Republicans at our heart are a bunch of racists when it comes to voting.
Well, that's what specifically Maxine Waters just said. She thinks that any efforts to try to warn away, to try to make it tougher to commit election fraud, that those efforts are at heart racist. Now, look, we're going to be talking coming up about the idea of election fraud having played a role in 2020. There's a prominent conservative columnist, Henry Olson, who's taken a fairly detailed look at some of the charges of about the steal and the alleged stolen and rigged election. We'll be speaking to Henry Olson coming up. He's looking specifically at the crucial state of Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania is crucial because 20 electoral votes, and it was the largest of the swing states, the very hotly contested states, both last time in 2016 and in 2020. And look, this idea that somehow trying to avoid confusion in elections or to change the rules for elections are disfranchising people, it's ridiculous and it's extreme. And it is not contributing to a working capital of the United States, not when people like Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, responded to Republicans on the Senate floor this way. Listen, this is clip 17.
Senate Republicans are so stung by our arguments about voter fraud and the big lie that the Republican leader has actually tried to argue that it's actually Democrats pushing a big lie when we warn about voter suppression. The threats of voter suppression are not false, they are dangerous. The leader's line of argument, the Republican leader's line of argument, is gaslighting, pure and simple.
Okay, how do you say that when the turnout in recent elections, and the most recent turnout that we had in 2020, was record-breaking? And it was record-breaking precisely for the black people who we are allegedly suppressing because of current voting rules. We'll get to that, to the question of the big lie and voter fraud in Pennsylvania, and more coming up.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Omicron variant is continuing an unprecedented surge across the United States. That's what CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky told senators today. She added it's highly contagious and rapidly evolving. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is blasting the Biden administration for what he says is a double standard in prosecutions. He says the Department of Justice went after January 6 protesters while going easy on activists and rioters and looters who attacked federal buildings in Portland following the murder of George Floyd.
There are a great many Americans who are understandably deeply concerned about the politicization of the Department of Justice under President Joe Biden.
Cruz speaking at a Democratic-led hearing on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved show, there is so much controversy about election fraud, election suppression, about the way we are voting. This is the hottest issue in the country right now, and it's hot on both sides of the aisle. Of course, Republicans are also saying that there is a huge problem with election fraud. At the same time, Democrats are saying there's a huge problem with election suppression. Is it possible they're both wrong and completely out to lunch and basically putting politics ahead of any pursuit of the truth? Henry Olson, I suspect, might say yes for both parties. He has written a powerful column that everybody ought to read. Henry Olson is a columnist for the Washington Post. He is one of their conservative voices, one of their strongest conservative voices. He is also a senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center, which itself is a very strong conservative voice in the nation's capital. Henry, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me on, Michael.
It's a real pleasure. Your column, most recent column, is How Do We Know Trump's Election Fraud Claims Are Bogus? Take a look at Pennsylvania. Now, Pennsylvania you've chosen partially because it was that's the biggest state in terms of electoral votes, 20 electoral votes, that Trump would have needed to carry to win the election. What did you find out by taking a deep dive, as you put it, into some of the numbers in Pennsylvania?
Well, what I found is that the major theories that Trump and his acolytes have mentioned, that Pennsylvania was lost through fraud, either that the Democrats stuffed the ballot box when they counted the ballots after the polls closed, or they stuffed it beforehand using mail ballots. I found both of those claims were wrong, that the things, the indicators you would expect to see if those claims or either of those claims were true are simply absent.
Okay, and the indicators basically would mean a huge, in the heavily Democratic counties like Philadelphia, which is where Democrats, if they win Pennsylvania, that's where they usually win, that it would have shown a big explosion of new votes in Philadelphia as opposed to when Trump carried the state of Pennsylvania 4 years before. What the numbers actually show?
Yeah, what the numbers actually show is that while turnout was up massively pretty much everywhere over the country, it was only up by 2.2% in Philadelphia. And in fact, Biden had a smaller margin against Trump in Philadelphia in 2020 than Hillary Clinton had in 2016. That's not what you would show if the Democrats were doing what Trump says, which is stuffing the ballot box when nobody was looking, particularly when they were counting mail-in ballots.
Why do you think that so many people, I mean, all the time you see polls that show that up to three-quarters of people who voted for Trump, who describe themselves as Republicans, up to three-quarters of those people think the election was fraudulent. Why do people believe that?
I think they believe that for two reasons. One is the primary one, which is they've been told it by people they trust, that there's been little pushback that has been sustained in Republican circles, and the president continues to this day to say that the election was fraudulent. And in the absence of pushback from people that they trust, people believe the people that they trust. So that's reason one. The other reason is the alternative is something that they don't want to contemplate, which is that a majority of Americans don't agree with them. You see similar fictions on the left, where if you go back and look at polls after 2000 or after 2004, many Democrats believing that Ohio was manipulated and stolen by the Bush campaign. They talked about an older version of voting machines, the Diebold voting machines back then. And so you have partisans who are simply unwilling to believe the truth because the idea that Americans might disagree with them is too hurtful to them.
President Trump has basically challenged anyone to a debate. He thinks there should be a big national debate about election fraud, with him proving that this was a fraudulent election, that he actually won. And by the way, he increasingly has been saying that he won by a landslide. Has he been at all specific about the states that he thinks he won by a landslide that he actually lost?
Not specific. I mean, he's been specific about the state that he thinks he won. Obviously, he thinks he won every state that he did win, and he thinks he won at least the five swing states that had he carried, he would have narrowly won the election. I suspect if he pressed him, he would say he won other states as well. But the Trump claims are notable for their lack of specificity. And when he gets specific, as a number of times he tweeted or has mentioned that announcement at 3:30 in the morning that Milwaukee County had released 130,000 votes, he says that's claims of fraud. It wasn't. Every single election observer in the country knew that they were counting all of their ballots in a central location, would release all the results at one time. And so when he gets specific, he's absolutely wrong. So he's identified the states. He's never identified the numbers. He's never identified the mechanism. The claims of fraud remain not only unproven, but really unstated.
Okay, given the fact that Trump is not yet a candidate for president or for anything, frankly, why is it important that Republicans move away from the claims of stop the steal of a stolen election, a rigged election in 2020?
I think there's two reasons from a Republican perspective. One is that Republicans need to turn out to vote in order to win elections. And if you think that the process is broken, irretrievably broken, that they'll steal it no matter what you do, some people will choose not to show up. And that simply means that Democrats win. The other reason from a Republican perspective is that the only thing that unites a majority of Americans in the Democratic camp is dislike of President Trump. That when you remove that and actually focus on Democrats' ideas for what to do in the country, you find that they don't want to go in that direction. And that's what happened in the 2021 elections. So no surprise that Democrats keep trying to say, but Trump, but Trump, but Trump. And Republicans need to move away from that so you focus on what really matters from a Republican perspective, which is, but look who's running the country and look what they're doing. Shouldn't you decide on that basis?
What about the Democratic idea that all of this talk about stolen elections is there as an excuse for Republicans to stop people of color from voting.
That is at best an error, but it's clearly, I'd say, was a lie. Except as George Costanza said, it's not a lie if you actually believe it. it's just not true. You know, that there's nothing that is Republicans have done or are contemplating doing that will reduce access to the ballot box by people of color. That the Republican strategy has been to say, look, there are problems with election machinery and we're going to try and tighten it up. But everyone in this country has a right to vote. They can go in person. They can, in many states, cast a mail ballot with no excuse. In many other states, they can go in person. In Georgia, where the president is speaking today, they can have up to 10 or 12 days, of, including Saturdays or even Sundays, of voting in person. There is nothing that is stopping any person from color from casting a vote if they want to anywhere in the country.
Do you think it's healthy right now that so much of the attention of both parties is focused on voting procedures?
Not at all. It's not, what it does is it reduces faith in the actual outcome of the election. And we know from other countries that when people don't believe in the results of the election, you don't have peaceful transfers of power.
Which, God forbid, becomes an ongoing problem in the United States. Henry Olson from the Ethics and Public Policy Center. His piece in the Washington Post, we've posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideological hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
And on the Michael Medved show, the Democrats have their version of electoral fraud. Their version of electoral fraud is Republicans changing rules to make it harder for people to vote. Though it's very, very difficult for Democrats when they're challenged on this to actually specify what it is in some of the election security legislation that's been passed in various states, what it is that is supposed to be disfranchising people, taking away their rights to vote. It's an absurdity. And right now, the president is gone down to Georgia because, of course, Georgia was sort of the center. It became the center back in 2018. It became the center of claims that there was election suppression. And Stacey Abrams, you may remember, she lost the state when she was running for governor by about 50,000 votes. She refused to concede. Sound familiar? Yeah, she refused to concede, saying that there was all kinds of electoral fraud on the part of Republicans, and the candidate who defeated her, Brad Kemp, who's running for re-election, who is now opposed by Donald Trump, and opposed by a pro-Trump candidate. The entire situation is a mess. And a very, very real and serious mess in Georgia. So President Biden is coming down there to basically give support to Stacey Abrams, who's going to be the gubernatorial candidate for the Democrats, but she's not coming down there to actually participate in the president's speech. Where the president's supposed to be talking about now, he is changing his position on the filibuster. He wants the filibuster rules to be changed so that there's an exception, a carve-out, for voting rights legislation on a federal basis, which, of course, doesn't make any sense at all. It's as if voting rights, well, that's different. On that one, we have to be less careful. We have to be less requiring a clear majority of the senatorial votes for it to go forward. And Stacey Abrams said that she had a change in schedule or she had a conflicting schedule. If the President of the United States is coming into your state, basically to campaign for you, wouldn't you try to adjust your schedule, right, to have the president join you? In any event, this is the way that Joe Biden spun the Stacey Abrams snub. He's talking with Porters earlier today, and he was asked if her absence in Georgia was actually an insult, which it clearly is, and the reason she's absent is that Biden's not popular in Georgia right now. In fact, he's not popular much of anywhere. And he was responded to the reporter who asked if he was insulted by her not showing up. This is the way he responded. Clip 15.
Stacey Abrams skipping your speech today, sir? Are you insulted she's skipping the speech?
I'm going to probably ask the question. I spoke with Stacey this morning. We have a great relationship. We got our scheduling mixed up. I talked with her at length this morning. We're all on the same page, and everything's fine.
He's insulted. The president said that he asked the question. It's an obvious question. There's more from Biden, speaking to a reporter, the helicopter you can hear in the background. He was asked about what he risks by making this speech today. Here's the president's answer. Listen, clip 9.
What do you risk politically, sir, when you know the state of the Senate?
I risk not saying what I believe. That's what I risk. This is one of those defining moments. It really is. People are going to be judged. Where were they before and where were they after the vote? History's going to judge it. It's that consequential. And so the risk is making sure people understand just how important this is. Just how important this is.
Okay. Really? This is important about suspending the filibuster and changing the Senate rules? Because of concerns about a change in the statewide law in Georgia, where they've been having, by the way, record black turnout. No votes have been suppressed. And the anticipation is, of course, with Stacey Abrams on the ballot again, they'll also have a huge turnout. MSNBC's Joe Scarborough spoke this way about the reality of Stacey Abrams not coming out to appear together with the president of her own party. This is clip 4.
It's not about Stacey Abrams. I'm not criticizing Stacey Abrams here. I am making a comment about the political standing of Joe Biden as seen from a woman who's running for governor of Georgia and wants to win that election. Politicians show up with presidents when they have 52% approval ratings. Politicians don't show up with presidents when their approval ratings may be in the 30s in a state where they want to be elected governor.
Or there's another reason.
Or you're getting the tires rotated, and right now in the middle of COVID, that's kind of hard. I mean, I just don't know. I would say this about, like, whatever. This is politics 101. I find it fascinating, and it speaks less to Stacey Abrams, it really does, than it does what she perceives Joe Biden's political standing to be in the state of Georgia right now, that she's not showing up in an event that was custom made for her.
Okay, part of this has to do, I'm sure, in Stacey Abrams' thinking, is you may remember the night before the special election in Georgia with the two Senate seats up, Trump had just lost the state of Georgia. And, yes, he did lose the state. And he came down there to campaign complaining about voter fraud, and the two Republican nominees for Senate both came down to appear with him. And in retrospect, there are a lot of people who said that was probably a mistake because they'd already shown the state that they were not in love with President Trump. He did not have the kind of support he had 4 years before. And as a result, those two Senate seats were both lost. Stacey Abrams doesn't want to repeat that kind of mistake from her point of view. Even CNN's John Harwood says, well, what? He says this about this entire kerfuffle. This is clip 3.
As for the Stacey Abrams absence, it does not seem plausible that they simply mixed up their schedules on this event. It's too important to Joe Biden and Stacey Abrams.
Okay, I think that's true. Coming up, there is a real problem. I mean, aside from the tremendous cost of college and university and people going deeply into debt for sometimes degrees or a partial completed degree that may not be worth anything, may not matter to you, why is it that a whole generation of American men seem to have given up on college with a feeling I just feel lost? Doug Belkin, who covers higher education and national news, out of the Chicago Bureau of the Wall Street Journal will be joining us. He's written a very fascinating and challenging column on that. We'll also be speaking a little bit later with Juan Williams, who honestly believes that American democracy will die if we don't move for new legislation to protect voting rights. What's the process of that death? That's one of the problems I had with so much of the conversation about January 6th, is it was all, we came so close, we came so close to losing our democracy. How? I mean, when you actually look at the documentaries, when you look at the history, the moment by moment, the TikTok history of what unfolded on January 6th, there was no way that the extremely misled and misguided people who were staggering through the Capitol building and battling cops, they didn't have a clue as to how they were going to undo the election. And really, right now, if you look at the question about a democracy in the states with changes in law, I want to ask Juan Williams, how specifically does he believe that democracy is at risk? We will get to that and to much more on a busy day. Maybe we'll even check in on to what the president has to say on this issue when he is speaking live from Georgia in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.